Here's why you shouldn't cheat on your gluten-free diet. About a week ago, I had a patient that I've been working with who has a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition that makes her have low thyroid. So she's been suffering with all those low thyroid symptoms that you're probably familiar with. Depression, having a real hard time losing weight, cold, her hair is becoming brittle and starting to thin in different places. And many months ago, we decided that part of her treatment plan was that she needed to be on a gluten-free diet. And she has not been the best sticking to it. And she's got very, very close a couple times to getting kicked out of the program because I just don't have time to deal with that. I'm only going to work with people that are 100% committed to getting better and following what I tell them to do. And the last time I saw her, she was coming in to pick up a couple of supplements. And she said, "Man, I was doing so well on my gluten-free diet, and then I was out of town, and I kind of purposefully, I made the decision that I was going to cheat, and my hands started to hurt within like a couple of hours." And she said, "I am never going to go back to eating gluten again." Now, she learned a very important lesson, and I did too, for a matter of fact. I can tell people something like, "Don't cheat on your gluten-free diet." I can tell them that a million times, but many people are going to have to go through the pain grinder multiple times before they finally get it. And here's what I mean. Some people are going to have to experience pain and symptoms getting worse again before they finally connect those two things in their brain and get it, which is, if I tell you to go on a gluten-free diet, just go on the gluten-free diet. Be 100% strict and sit back and enjoy the benefits of everything it's going to give you, which most of the time, almost 100% of the time, you're going to feel better. It doesn't really matter what the diagnosis is. You're going to feel better. But particularly when I'm dealing with these people that have autoimmune conditions, it's extremely important, deathly important. I mean, I've had to tell this lady before, this same lady that had to go to the pain grinder once again, which is dangerous, and I'll explain why. I had to explain to her one time that when she eats gluten, I want her to imagine a piece of her thyroid gland bursting into flame and never coming back, because that's what's going to happen. And she seemed to get it then, but obviously didn't. And so, the problem with her is that a lot of people don't have overt symptoms. And that's the issue with having a gluten problem, is most people think that it's related to GI, right? Like if I eat gluten, I don't get constipation or diarrhea, then I must be okay. Well, that's couldn't be farther from the truth. Same thing with this lady, but she used to not have any symptoms that she could go by, but now she does. So now when she eats gluten, her hands flare up. Now what that tells us is not only is her immune system moved on from her thyroid, it's moved on to other parts of her body as well. So now it's even more important than ever that she go strict 1,000% gluten-free if she wants to remain feeling good, which, by the way, in the last 6 to 8 months, she's made incredible strides in how she feels, her fatigue, but it's all at jeopardy if she goes back and eats the thing which is poison for her, which is gluten.